Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Governor's Office of Ag Policy, which oversees the ag development process, released a few minor changes in how those program guidelines will work this year. GOAP Chief of Staff Joel Neville.
We started early on last year with various focus groups about what's working, what's not, what needs to be changed. And so a distillation of all the comments that we've gotten, the focus groups that we've worked through, and a discussion with our board resulted in really people are overall satisfied with the programs, and we just need a little bit tweaking for 2014.
One of the popular items seeing some changes is the on-farm energy incentives program. In the past, GOAP has partnered in some funding with TVA, jointly with some $1.75 million in cost share available last year. The TVA funding is gone this year. GOAP is back to about $1 million available.
As it relates to the on-farm energy incentives, we've modified the eligibility a little bit. We've reduced the amount that farmers can get from $15,000 to $10,000. Instead of four application periods, we've gone from four to two. And so just a little bit of tweaking of existing programs, not a whole lot of wholesale changes.
The thought behind the changes that were made was to positively impact as many farmers as possible who are willing to cost share in farm efficiency projects. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We're back with Governor's Office of Ag Policy Chief of Staff Joel Neville on some minor 2014 Ag Development Program changes. One, farm equipment storage was added to the CAPE Farm Infrastructure Investment Area and adding swine handling equipment to CAPE.
So the request for the pork producers and swine production, just some more specific handling equipment that wasn't eligible before, but we had some requests throughout the year for those type of items. We bounced them off of some stakeholder groups. We also bounced them off of our board members, and they included that under the small animal investment area under County Ag Investment Program.
Neville says they're constantly seeking feedback on program improvement. These changes, they hope, fit those needs.
Everything's working pretty well, or just tweaking it a little bit to address some specific issues.
Program changes online at agpolicy.ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.